Welcome to the Blooming League of Original Podcasts.
Welcome to the third episode of Season 2 of And the EGOT Goes To, a breakdown and predictions podcast for the major U.S.-based award shows. Today, we continue our second season with our coverage of the 77th Tony Awards and the 2023-2024 Broadway season. I'm your host, Spencer, and with me is our panel.
Hi, I'm Ashley. I see a lot of theater. I talk about it on TikTok, Instagram, all of the platforms, and I'm really excited about this season where we have a lot of women telling women stories. And that's what I care about, and I don't care about boys. That's all.
Hi, I'm Kate. Theater is my life, and I love seeing it, and I cannot wait to talk about the season, which is overwhelming in the best kind of way.
Today, we're going to start by discussing our predictions for the play categories. We're going to start off with sound design of a play. My five nominees that I have chosen are Ryan Romeri for Stereophonic, Adam Cork for Patriots, Tom Gibbons for Grey House, Bray Poor and Will Pickens for Appropriate, Mikhail Fixel and Beth Lake for Uncle Vanya.
I have all of those, except instead of Uncle Vanya, I put Shark is Broken as a wild card.
Okay.
I mean, I did like the sound design on Shark is Broken. I don't think that's crazy.
The birds, the ocean.
I also really like the sound design on Mother Play. I thought it had a really cool sound design.
Yes.
And like, because they went from like quirky to serious to weird, and they were going through a lot of different scenes. So I thought that has an outside chance. But
yeah, and like playing with time also.
Yeah.
In a less obvious way than Notebook does.
Yeah.
This is Stereophonics to lose. I mean, let's be clear.
Yeah. I mean, they build an actual.
If they lose, I will be shocked.
I don't think there's a chance they lose, but yeah, I mean, in general, I think Stereophonic, I mean, not to jump ahead, could win every single category it's nominated for.
Literally, yeah. Literally.
And I would be so okay with it.
I thought Stereophonic, this was Stereophonics to lose before I found out that they were actually performing in a soundproof sound studio on that stage. Like, that is all sound design.
Crazy. Yeah.
Incredible.
I know, I need them to release a live album. Like, I want them to do like an Audible Studios recording. You know, where they just like release the entire show.
Yeah, I wanted them to do like what Six did, do a live from opening night and just like release the show.
But yeah, that'd be great.
I'm actually kind of shocked they didn't record their album on the set. Like, that would have been really cool.
I mean, we don't know they didn't. We don't know they didn't.
I heard they went into a studio.
Okay.
Their set is a studio.
I guess. Kate, do you want to go ahead with costume design of a play?
Sure. I did not get designer names. I feel like an idiot now. Thanks, Spencer. But I did put a Stereophonic, The Cottage, Patriots, Jaja has African Hair Braiding, which, to be clear, would just be the costumes, not the wigs. And
That
Nikia Mathis needs to get a special awards for those wigs. But I'm talking specifically the costumes. And then, again, as a wild card, I put Shark is Broken.
I don't hate it. Again, I have my wild card is Grey House.
Yeah, that's my wild card also.
I really like the costumes in Grey House. And I think the way they do the creepy little girls are fun and creepy.
I do like that too. I would not hate that. Especially
I like
they're all like time period.
Right, exactly. And I feel like they're interesting. And I feel like this is a lot of, I mean, as we know, the Tonys love a suits play, men in suits play. So we'll probably get a bunch of men in suits being nominated. But
yeah, Patriots.
Patriots.
But Shark is Broken, I like as a wild card because of the fact that like you know exactly who, if you know the story of Jaws and you know the actors in Jaws, like it's so, you wouldn't even need to know who played them to just look at their outfit and know exactly who they are, which I think is really cool. But I don't know if Tony voters are culturally aware enough to know that.
If you would like to hear us talk about categories that we'd like to be a part of the Tonys, you can join us at BroadwayCon with details coming soon as to when our panel is. But to move on to our next category, Ashley, would you like to go ahead with lighting design of a play?
Sure. I also don't have names because I am terrible. I have Stereophonic, Grey House, Jaja's African Hair Braiding, and then I still needed four, which is not great. I did Appropriate. Oh, and Patriots. You know what? I'll throw Patriots in there as the fifth because I think Patriots had really cool lighting. But for me,
I just realized I didn't put appropriate, which is wild because that lighting was great.
Yeah, I think I don't know if Grey House opened too early to get nominated for any of these or if it's just my hope, but like Grey House is a show that has actually stuck with me all year. Like I've thought about the way that they do Grey House and like the like elements of how they like created that show. And I just hope it does get some of these technical nominations because I think it should be, I don't know if it'll win, but I feel like it at least should be honored in that way.
And it feels like it was like 25 years ago.
It does. That's just why I think it's going to be hard for them to even get nominated, but I'm putting them in there.
Yeah, I have Mary Jane in there also because I've seen some photos that looked cool lighting wise.
I thought the lighting was pretty unremarkable in Mary Jane, but let me know how you feel after tonight.
Yeah,
I mean, it's one of those things where I, in general, like, and we'll get to this, but like the reviews for Mary Jane were so positive. And it wasn't, I didn't think Mary Jane was good. It just like, it just was not a show that like stuck with me. And maybe it's because like, I don't have children and I feel like every single like reviewer like has kids. It's not like, so I think if maybe you have kids, it hits you differently. I don't know.
Not to get all like gender on this podcast, but it's been really interesting to me that all of the people that have been like, this was such a devastating play have all been men. And I don't know if that's like, we just saw Mary Jane and we're like, yeah, I do that all the time. I always, you know.
Yeah, they just are unaware of like the burden of caretaking.
Yeah, like somebody today was tweeting about how devastating the line was where she's like, why are you sorry? And I was like, I say that to people all the time. Like, that's not devastating. That's like a fact. that's how we cope. I don't know. But I thought that was very interesting. Back to lighting.
Yeah.
I have all of the same. Did you have Jaja's African hair braiding or is
yes,
that where
I did.
Okay. Oh, I did not have Grey House. I put in Mother Play instead. That's the one difference.
Mother Play would also be again. That's
I would say I don't think we'll see a Stereophonic nomination here. I just don't think the lighting is.
Oh, I do have a Stereophonic nomination.
I also have a Stereophonic nomination here. But
Stereophonic lighting was great.
Yeah, but like, I don't know, it was a studio, like it was lit like a studio with a couple of cool moments.
But they still, I don't know, the lighting still did a great job of like exhibiting the passing of time in the studio and the way that they were lit inside of
the
sound
booth is so cool. It's why yeah. Anyways, like, that's why I'm so nervous when people get those obstructive views. I'm like, you have to be able to see the sound booth. Like the sound booth is, there's so much storytelling happening in that sound booth that yeah. Like...
scenic design of a play. I'm going to go back and cut my names so I don't feel bad. And I'm just not going to say names anymore.
No, say the names.
Names. We'll make it cohesive because also pronunciations.
These designers deserve to have their names said. Spencer, you did the work. Say their names.
Paul Tate DePoo for The Cottage.
Dots for Appropriate. David Zinn for Stereophonic, Takeshi Kata for Prayer for the French Republic, and David Zinn for Zsa Zsa's African Hair Braiding. I think, obviously, this is Stereophonic's. He built a studio that feels like a studio. Like, it feels like it looks like with all the random, like, pillows and couches and, like, stuff that, like, doesn't match. Like, it feels like... a studio. It feels like a studio in the 70s, which a lot of studios today still look like. It's a perfect set.
I was also, we were at the stage door the other day, and one of the actors was talking about how they found out like the sound, like the mixing panel that they use is like an actual working mixing panel that was used to like record like I can't even say what the song is because I'm gonna forget which one, but like classic songs, like that was used by actual recording artists in the 1970s. Like that is how accurate that two is... time period this yeah. Set design
I
is.
Mean, and I'd like to shout out, like, it's all vintage gear. Like it's all actual vintage gear. Those drums are vintage, the guitars, amps, everything. I mean, even like down to the microphones in the studio are like vintage microphones. And the console, which I believe the actor is live mixing the show every night.
Yes.
Which is incredibly impressive, both in terms of consistency, but also like to have to do that and remember lines, like that's crazy.
When you watch this, how every time they stop recording and the thing will like actually stop, like because they're actually like, it's like, it's just, it's nuts. I'm also, this like Dots group, I'm so curious to know more about because they've been, they're everywhere. Like they did Oh Mary, they did Vanya, they did the Grief Hotel that I saw last night. Like they are everywhere recently. And I find it really interesting because I had like never heard of them before. And now suddenly they've popped up all over the place. And it's like a scenic design collective, which is kind of cool.
Hmm.
But I just I'm had, I was like, Googling. I literally, yeah, it's like a scenic design.
Designed
like,
by Dots.
Yeah. But they're like, if you look at the thing, like they're like, I'm just so curious because I suddenly, I like, I literally had never heard of them until they got nominated for something. Did they get nominated for an Olivier?
Enemy of the People, Oh Mary, Appropriate, Infinite Life, Sign in Sidney Brustein's Window, Dark Disabled Story, Kate Berlant.
Like it's like a lot of big things recently and a lot of things I really like. So I just think it's really cool. Yeah, they did Public Obscenities. They did You Will Be Sick. Like,
so interesting. Million Dollar Quartet, Christmas.
Oh.
Our favorite.
Is this also the first year in like 5 years we won't have a Beowulf Borat nomination?
Yeah. Well.
No, I don't think he's doing anything. Oh, no, never mind.
I was like, didn't he just design something recently, but it was Gunpowder?
Yeah, Harmony, I think, is his only show this season.
Just crazy. I feel like in the last couple of years, he's had like 14.
Yeah. But he has the new Jason Alexander comedy that's in Chicago right now. Mm. He's designing
Gunpowder.
I think he's doing a lot of like pre-Broadway stuff.
That makes sense.
Which I assume that Jason Alexander play wants to transfer after he plays Tevye.
So for scenic design, I have mostly the same, except for Miriam Boother for Patriots, who I thought did an incredible
job.
That's a good question. It was so long ago that you said your nominees.
Cottage, Appropriate, Stereophonic, Prayer, and Zsa Zsa's.
Oh, Prayer. I did not put Prayer.
Really? Oh, I thought Prayer set was so cool.
And I have,
it's fun.
And I have, again, a nominee for Grey House instead of Prayer, because I really like.
I think either Grey House or Cottage is going to get a nomination. They're the same set design in different fonts. I don't know who's going to get it.
To be fair, Appropriate also has when I walked into the haze, I was like, did they even remove the staircase from the cottage? Or they're like, it's fine. We'll make it work. Because it looks, it's set up the exact same way. Like, literally, like where the doors are the same. It's like they just
almost. The staircase is on the other side. Yeah, but
they stripped it and then repurposed it.
But yeah, it was the year for realistic house sets where there were a bunch of hidden special effects in it.
And there wasn't even a David Corn's house this year.
Wasn't even a David Corn's house, correct? A lot of David's in.
Yeah.
Not houses, though.
Not houses.
David's in workplaces.
I mean, again, I know it's going to be Stereophonics to lose. I'm just, I love, if Zsa Zsa snuck in there, or like snuck, oh, like, I just love the set of Zsa Zsa's so much.
I think it is David Zinn's to lose.
Yeah. It is David Zinn's to lose, correct.
Direction of a play.
Give it up for the women again. We got Whitney White. Lila Neugebauer for Appropriate. I'm not giving it to her for Vanya because that was garbage, but she got one this year. Daniel Aachen, who of course is probably gonna win for Stereophonic. I put Rupert Gold for Patriots, and then I put Ann Kaufman, and I already forgot what show she turned.
Mary Jane.
All right. Ann Kaufman for Mary Jane. Look, Mary Jane's getting all the praise. I think it's a good show. Clearly, I keep forgetting that it exists because I didn't even remember what show I put down. But yeah, this is Daniel Aachen's to lose.
Yeah, I have almost the same. I just have David Cromer switched in for Patriots for Prayer of a Vengeful Public.
Yeah, I think. I love. Yeah, I have that too. His direction is just beautiful.
I really need Whitney White to get the nomination because that was one of the best directed shows.
For what?
For Jaja's African Hair Braiding. Huh. That's my like, Ain't No Mo of the year, where it was an early entry in the first half of the season, but one of the best directed shows. And Stevie Walker Webb got a nomination last year, despite how short that run is. So I'm hoping that
and we know the Tony nominees have a history of loving MTC. Like, yes. They gave, like, again, I don't know if I don't think it has a possibility of winning because I don't think half the nominators are able to see it probably because it ran for so short, not because of unsuccessfulness, just because MTC has very short runs on their shows. But like, oh my goodness, Cost of Living got so many nominations last year.
That's true.
And that show was less than a month long.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Also, fun fact, Whitney White is a nominator. So I'm not sure how that works.
Nominating myself, baby.
Ashley, best revival of a play?
What do I have in best revival of a play? How many are there? Is it three?
I put four.
Okay.
I don't know if that's four, right. Yeah.
I put three. I put Pearly, Appropriate, and Enemy of the People. But it's because I felt like there was only five, and it felt like you had to do three out of five. But I don't know if it's anyone more, then I would probably put, I guess, from what I've heard, Doubt over Uncle Von. But I don't know if it's been decided. But anyway, the three I have are Pearly, Appropriate, Enemy of the People, Enemy didn't do much for me, but I don't think it was a bad play. Like, I don't think it was badly done. It's just kind of like not my thing. Pearly, I loved, and Appropriate, I loved. And I'm sad for Pearly only because. Well, overall, I'm happy because Stereophonic and Appropriate are my two favorite plays of the year for sure. Maybe my two favorite shows of the year. And I feel sad for Pearly that I think it probably could have won Revival had Appropriate not been in their category. But I much rather have Appropriate in that category than Appropriate versus Stereophonic for best play. So overall, happy about it.
Sad for Pearly Victorious, but nobody is trying to fight to get Kenny Leon into that directing category. So. I have the same. Appropriate, Pearly Victorious, Enemy of the People.
Yeah, and I have that with Doubt as a fourth.
I doubt that happens.
As I realized in the last couple of days, guys, I'm just out on all pedophilia situations. Like anything that topics on pedophilia, out on. Tommy, no. That, no. Anything, I'm just out. Cannibalism in, pedophilia out. That's
Do we
it.
Have cannibalism this season?
No, I just it's been to
oh. Just next season.
Yeah. Last season and next season.
Featured actor in a play. I have Alex Moffat for The Cottage. Alex Brightman for The Shark Is Broken. Eli Gelb for Stereophonic. I think he'll get nominated whether he's in leading or featured.
I agree.
Corey Stoll for Appropriate, and Alfred Molina for Uncle Vanya.
What?
Because I've heard good things.
What?
Ashley, what do you got?
I have all three guys from Stereophonic. I have Corey Stoll, and then I forgot his name. I didn't write it down, but I just wrote... The Enemy of the People, Sopranos.
Michael Imperioli.
Thank you.
Would Michael Imperioli not also be leading?
I am.
Aren't they both above the title?
Oh, I assumed he was featured, but...
I believe they're both above the title, but I assume that they'll petition.
I believe...
I mean, I haven't seen it. I don't know how large his role is.
To me, he feels like a feature. He feels supporting, but...
I have mostly the same as Ashley. I have lost my spreadsheet. Give me 1 second. Okay. I also have Eli Gelb, Will Brill, and Tom Pasinka for Stereophonic. And then Corey Stoll for Appropriate. And then I put William Jackson Harper in for Vanya. But that's another one where I'm not sure. Historically, the role of Uncle Vanya has been the leading role in Vanya productions. But in this production specifically, I feel like William Jackson Harper is more of a lead than Steve Carell. So who knows? But
so in eligibility, he was deemed as consistent with the billing, which he is below the title. Jeremy okay. Strong is above, and then Michael Imperioli is a with.
Ah, cool. So Michael featured.
Is featured.
I still don't think he gets a nomination, but cool. Depending on, it really depends on where right. they end up putting them in. But to be honest, if you have a either Eli or Tom go leading, or both go leading for Stereophonic, I think you could easily just squeeze in more Stereophonic men into that category.
The whole, literally, if they nominated every single person, I would not be upset.
Just all, like, all five.
Yeah. Everyone but poor little Andrew Butler, but that's not his fault.
I'm counting Andrew Butler.
I mean, he's great. He just, his part is, this is where you'd go into featured versus supporting.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I almost just said best book of a musical. We're not doing,
you know what? We could do it again. It's an underrated category that's underappreciated by critics.
Someone said today in one of the Roundup articles that Hell's Kitchen's going to get a nomination. And I'm like, I really hope not.
For best book?
Yeah.
I think it could. Guys, I think everything has changed for me now. I think Hell's Kitchen was going to win, like, everything. Unfortunately.
I refuse to lose.
We're
going to
have a
in...
really depressing post Tony's episode. If that's the case.
You know what? Stereophonic is still going to sweep. So I'll just only talk about the plays.
So then I'm just going to only talk about it. Yeah, that's where
watch
I
watch it all go to Patriots.
I quit. I didn't hate Patriots. I actually enjoyed the second act.
Yeah. I mean, I have both of them. We'll get there. I have both of them being nominated because I think they're both so good. Yeah.
Leading actress in a play, Ashley.
Leading actress in a play. I have. Well, this is caveat. We don't know where Stereophonic or where Mother Play is going to fall. But I have Sarah Paulson, appropriate. Jessica Lange, Mother Play. Sarah Pigeon, Stereophonic. Rachel McAdams, Mary Jane, and Betsy Adeem from Prayer of the Vanderpump.
Yeah. Yeah, I have the same with maybe Celia Keenan-Bolger instead of Sarah Pigeon, because I could see them trying to do both Celia and Jessica Lange in leading. But that's only if Sarah goes featured.
I would love Sarah, again, I would love Sarah to go featured, Sarah Pigeon to go featured, because I think she would win in featured. And I do not think she can beat Sarah Paulson. So yeah. Which also might is what might screw us for Mother Play, if Mother Play recognizes that and is like, we are putting Jessica Lange in featured because she will probably win in featured. Although I think her versus Sarah, I think would actually be a really fun little battle. Yeah. Sarah Pigeon. Either way, she's competing against a Sarah. And either way, I think, but I don't think she has a chance of beating Sarah Paulson. I do think she has a chance
Correct.
Of beating Sarah Pigeon.
Yeah, I agree.
The SP, it's the Jessica Lange versus SP battle.
I just think like Betsy Adeem going leading.
I think she'll get a nomination.
Like, I feel like Sarah Pigeon has a larger. No, I definitely think Betsy gets a nomination. Yes. She's incredible. But I feel like Sarah Pigeon's role in Stereophonic is along like the same size, in my opinion. And same impact to that story. And so I think, like, that to me is a reason to put Sarah Pigeon in leading. But then if you think of the politics of it, it would make more sense to put her featured.
Right. That's the issue, is that until we have the actual qualifications
that we're going to get the day before the nominations drop at this point.
They're not even going to probably drop them at this point. They're going to be like, here's the categories. Have fun.
Leading actor in a play.
Oh.
I'll do this one. Jeremy Strong in Enemy of the People. Leslie Odom Jr. for Pearly Victorious. Tom Pekina Pesinka for Stereophonic. I probably pronounced that wrong. Michael Stuhlbarg for Patriots. And Liev Schreiber for Doubt.
Yeah, I have the exact same, except I don't have Tom because I put him featured. But I think I do feel we're either going to see either Tom or Eli go leading. And that would be my fifth choice here.
I have both Will Keane, who won the Olivier for Patriots, and Michael Stuhlbarg, who obviously was not in Patriots in London, both being nominated. Because I think it's kind of a weak year for actors. There's not like a ton of options. So I think that they could both squeeze in here. And I do think it was like, they're both so good. Will Keane, I think, I mean, obviously Michael's incredible. Like, well, and again, I don't know. Will Keane, I guess theoretically could also be considered supporting, but I feel like is probably lead.
Well, yeah.
He's above the title.
That's why I wasn't sure.
But I
could have him nominate because I also have all three guys from Stereophonic. So if we move Eli or Tom into leading, and then we can move Will into sub featured. So whatever. Sorry, I also had Liv Schreiber in as actor, so we can knock him out, which is fine. And
I do think Liv gets a nomination. What a depressing year for actors. No offense to Steve Carell and Anthony Edwards.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, it's what's kind of fun about it is I literally don't know who would win for best actor. Like,
I hope it's Leslie.
That's who I'm leaning, and I think that's exciting for him. Because I feel like it's fun for him to have his best actor musical and best actor play. And I do think he's delightful. And he was so good in Pearly. Especially because if the next category talk to his featured actress, I think we're finally going to see a very exciting win for a up and coming three-time Tony nominated.
Maybe unless Jessica Lange goes in that category. Who knows?
Hey, featured actress in play.
You know?
Sarah Pigeon.
Well, what do we have here? Carrie Young, three-time
like
Tony nominee.
Three in a row, too.
For all three of her roles. Yes.
She's incredible. And also
my favorite
the
Carrie Young
person
story is her passing out flyers at Broadway Con for a show that she wasn't in.
I tell that story all the time. Sitting there in the K-pop panel, and Carrie Young walks up and is like, come see this show in Harlem. And I was like, hello, two-time Tony nominated Carrie Young.
And we were all sitting there.
Giving me this pamphlet. Thank you so much.
That's the most Broadway Con thing to ever happen at Broadway Con. Anyway. okay, so I have Carrie Young here. I have Alison Pill, Frances Bonomu for Perfect Bunch Republic. And then this is where those last two categories really depends on where they end up putting these actresses, because I could see Sarah Pigeon getting one of those spots if she doesn't go leading. I could see Jessica Lange getting one of those spots if she doesn't go leading. For both of those actresses, I feel like they could petition either way. If one of those spots is still open, then I have a Natalie Gold for Appropriate, who plays Corey Stoll's wife. She's so good.
I have the C minus the Juliana Canfield. If Sarah goes leading, I think Juliana gets in for featured. If Sarah goes featured, I don't think Juliana gets in at all.
Yeah,
which is sad for her. But I love her because I think she's great. But I think that it's hard if you're considering Sarah supporting or featured, whatever. I feel like it's hard for Juliana to get in there. But you have Alison Pill.
I have Alison Pill in there.
I haven't even seen, but I love Alison. I've been an Alison Pill fan since Confessions of a Teenage Girl.
Her and William Jackson Harper are the best parts of Uncle Vanya.
Well, when I see it next week, I will
not Alfred Molina, like some people have apparently been saying. Whose role I think could be cut from the play. Anyway.
Best play.
Spencer, to you.
I have Zsa Zsa's African Hair Braiding, Prayer for the French Republic, Stereophonic, Patriots, and Mother Play.
No Mary Jane?
Oh, I kind of forgot about Mary Jane.
Story of my life.
I don't know. Sure, that too. It'll be a tie.
I don't have Prayer for the French Republic.
Oh.
Which is,
oh, I do.
I know, like I should. I don't know why I didn't put it in there. I guess I would swap it out for maybe Mother Play.
I didn't particularly love the text of Mother Play.
Yeah, Mother Play just felt like a first draft, but I know that it was rewritten a lot.
It is. In fact,
I was actually like surprised that it got as good a reviews as it did, because I felt like the framing device was inconsistent and. I don't know. It's very good, but for a first draft.
It's one of those things where I feel like people like Paula Vogel. Like, Paula Vogel has enough clout and is such a great writer that even in a show that you're like, this is kind of shaky, you're just like, this is so much better than like most things I've seen.
Like, I mean, to be honest, I enjoyed it better than Mary Jane, but I do feel like Mary Jane's probably like definitely a more cohesive show.
So wait, Kate, you have Stereophonic.
Yeah, I mean, I had Stereophonic Mary Jane, Mother Play, Jojo's African Hair Braiding, Patriots, and then realized I forgot Prayer for the French Republic. So I would definitely put that in there.
I don't have Patriots. So I have, that's where mine Patriots is out. And I have the other.
A nomination.
So I have Seraphonic Mother Play.
In
Mary
a perfect
Jane,
world, I would pull Patriots out in a perfect world. I feel like it's up the Tony nominators' alley.
I'm not giving it a nomination. So
you don't have to.
I'm not doing it.
I don't know. It feels like, you know, the Oslo or the like.
Yeah.
We will be back. Make sure to watch the Tony nominations on Tuesday morning, April 30th at 9 p.m. on Let's try that again. At 9 a.m.
I wish.
On the Tony Awards YouTube channel, hosted by Jesse Tyler Ferguson and Renee Elise Goldsberry.